The Book of Deuteronomy, Chapter 34. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is across from Jericho. And Yahweh showed him all the land of Gilead, to Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah, to the hinder sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, to Zoar. And Yahweh said to him, This is the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give it to your seed. I have caused you to see it with your eyes, but you will not go over there. So Moses, the slave of Yahweh, died there in the land of Moab, according to the mouth of Yahweh. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab across from Beth-peor. But no man knows of his tomb to this day. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the sons of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So the days of weeping and the mourning for Moses had ended. And Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. And the sons of Israel listened to him, and did as Yahweh commanded Moses. And there has not arisen a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom Yahweh knew face to face in all the signs and the wonders which Yahweh sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, and to all his slaves, and to all his land, and in all the mighty hand, and in all the great terror, which Moses wrought in the sight of all Israel.